Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. And we're going to be giving a bit of a Helper City update. Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Aiden, for always having me.
And you know, it's always fun once election season's over, because now the races are run, you can get back to doing what most mayors want to do, and that, of course, is govern. And my goodness, last meeting, govern, you guys did. Lots of money on the table for Helper City, lots of grants coming to Helper. And one of the big ones that I think is highlights a good partnership with Helper City is the Land Water Conservation Grant and your partnership with USU Eastern Softball.
Yes, so that is actually... we're so fortunate to be able to go after that funding for the baseball and softball fields in Helper for collegiate play. We want to expand dugouts, replace grass with turf. That'll be a water conservation move as well as maintenance. And we were fortunate to receive a $580,000 cash donation specifically to match that grant. So that will actually go in January, and we hope to hear by April. So it's a big deal.
And, you know, hearing from the coaches at that last meeting, this is something they're very excited about too, because, you know, Gardner Field, you guys have done a lot of work on it to get it ready for collegiate play. On the softball sides of things, they're just trying to add a few more things, you know, get some turf out there, expand those dugouts so that they are ready for college play.
Absolutely. And we're excited to partner with USU Eastern to make these things happen.
Yeah, it's been great for the community. I know calling games over there, it's been just an unmatched environment, being able to participate on that field. Truly an incredible experience. And the grants don't stop there. You also right now are in the process of applying for the Community Block Development Grant, and that one is a major, major money getter.
That one is. It is significant in the work that you have to do in order to receive the grant. So we held our first public hearing to solicit public input on what would they like to see grant funding, what should we be looking at and going after, and then we'll have supporting documents that need to be approved by council at the next meeting. So it's a pretty intricate, complex grant, so we're pacing ourselves to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to choose very specific projects to put this grant funding towards. And that's what I liked most about this community hearing, is that you have a chance for members of the community and city employees both the chance to voice what they think the city could use to improve, because that way you're getting the voice from the constituents on what they want. And ultimately, as a mayor, I'm sure that's a very helpful thing to have, is that guidance.
Absolutely. And the block development grant really wants to see that public engagement. So we want to deliver back what the public thinks and not necessarily just what we're thinking in a isolated kind of booth.
Yeah, no, because, you know, your perspectives as a mayor and as city council are going to be different from what an everyday citizen is going to want to see happen to Helpers. So giving them the chance to voice their opinions on this is a very valuable tool. Now, another grant, whenever we have you in here, we're always talking grants, because you are so good at going out there and getting them. It's a true asset to the community, but you're in the partnership with UDOT for one. Is that correct?
That's right. We are looking at the Joint Highway Commission to really begin to put into play a strategy to do road maintenance across the city. And so that is a funding mechanism, again, due in January, but it will actually be a year in coming to fruition. So we're trying to get everything lined up to make that happen.
Now, one of the things that we always talk about, when you get grants, but we don't talk about necessarily what happens afterwards. And we're at a point of the year where a lot of grants you got early on in 2025 are coming to a point where you're going to have to report. So what does that look like when you're having to give these reports for the grants?
Sure. So the Outdoor Rec Grant is a great example. We received $81,000 in funding for the pool to do a new slide, to do a new diving board, paint, new signage. So we're at a six-month check-in. So we just recently submitted our report showing what we've expended to date, so that we can begin to proceed to reimbursement. And plastering the pool, we paid half, and the other half will be due in 2026. But it's all a process. So, you know, following those deadlines and the reporting structure is important to keep those funds flowing.
And that's something you want, is you don't want that money to stop all of a sudden. So doing these is a crucial step. Now, on the national side of things, we saw the government reopen recently. And as someone who's often applying for grants, both on the state and federal level, does that give you some ease now that the government has kind of reopened?
You know, I actually reached out to Senator Curtis's chief of staff because he was following up on a grant we had submitted for technical assistance and engineering services for affordable housing. So we're looking at how do we develop some of the parcels the city owns into homes for people. So I just reached out today and said, I know things are, you know, people are getting back to work, would love to know where this particular funding program is, because while I had heard it wasn't rescinded, it was just delayed because of the shutdown. So crossing my fingers that that will come through in the spring.
You know, I feel like from an outsider's perspective, federal grants right now has got to be a bit of a confusing mess to go through, because you don't know whether they've been canceled, rescinded, whether they're still going. It's a bit of a minefield you have to go to when you're trying to look for these funds.
Absolutely. And, you know, you have to keep throwing your hat in the ring to try to successfully land one of those. So that's what we're doing. And we're just, you know, patiently following up and saying, hey, is this still viable? If so, is there an update? And, you know, when can we expect to see some decisions made in awarding?
Yeah, and it's always interesting to follow along with this process, because sometimes you're necessarily not most aware of where these are along in the process, but you do a good job in managing the city's grants, and it shows in all the improvements you've been able to make. Now, moving away from grants, it's an exciting time for Helper, because Christmas season means Christmas Town, and Helper pulls out all the stops for this.
Absolutely. Mark Montoya, Brenda Dieter do an awesome job of putting together wonderful events, you know, beginning with the craft show. I think that's actually next weekend, and moving all the way through the Electric Light Parade December 5th and 6th. So it's a busy time of year for Helper, and we're so excited we're going to have a Santa's mailbox in Helper this year. So we're thrilled to have that.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite things we do here at the station, is getting those letters from Santa, delivering them up to the North Pole. Just so much fun in the holiday season. Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just happy holidays as we move into the season, and safe travels if you find yourself on the road. And we'll continue to update when we have news on any of these grants.
Well, Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We were talking about what's happening out in Helper City. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.